it really feels like a turning point. The U.S. banking system is moving closer to weaving digital assets into its core infrastructure.
Yes, and there's a concrete signal. Revolut and Open Reserve have received preliminary approval from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, or OCC, to establish national banks in the United States.
That's exciting because both companies plan to offer cryptocurrency and stablecoin-related services. So this is a meaningful move at the intersection of traditional banking and digital finance.
But it's important to be precise. The approval is preliminary, not final.
Right. It means they've passed an early stage of the chartering process and can start building the operational, capital, and compliance frameworks needed to become fully chartered national banks.
They still have to satisfy detailed regulatory review of governance, risk management, consumer protection, cybersecurity, anti-money laundering controls, and overall safety under federal oversight.
In practical terms, though, the OCC is signaling that the proposals look viable enough to move forward.
Exactly, but both companies must prove they can meet national bank standards, including maintaining adequate capital, protecting customer funds, managing risk responsibly, and operating systems that can withstand fraud, cyber attacks, and market volatility.
And because their plan services include crypto and stablecoin features, regulators will likely focus heavily on how digital assets will be stored, how stablecoin reserves will be managed, and how customer transactions will be monitored for compliance.
A national bank charter matters because it can provide a more stable regulatory foundation than relying on partnerships with existing banks.
That's a big deal. A chartered institution can offer a clearer legal structure, potentially broader access to payment rails, and a more direct relationship with regulators.
For fintechs and crypto-focused companies, that can be a major advantage in a market where trust and institutional credibility are critical.
The central point is that crypto and stablecoin services are not being treated as side features.
Revolut already has a large global user base through its digital banking app, and adding crypto and stablecoin services to a U.S. national bank framework would allow it to deepen its offering within a more formalized banking structure.
Open Reserve, meanwhile, appears to be building a purpose-built institution designed around digital assets from the start.
That reflects a broader shift in the financial industry. Crypto is increasingly being treated not just as a speculative asset class, but as a component of payments, custody, settlement, and institutional banking.
And stablecoins are likely to play a major role in that shift.
Unlike more volatile cryptocurrencies, stablecoins are designed to maintain a relatively steady value, often by being backed by reserves such as cash or short-term government securities.
That makes them potentially useful for payments, treasury management, cross-border transfers, and faster settlement.
If these banks can offer stablecoin services with strong transparency and robust safeguards, they may attract both individual users and businesses seeking efficient alternatives to traditional banking rails.
For consumers, the main benefit could be convenience.
A bank that combines traditional deposit accounts with crypto access and stablecoin functionality may allow users to manage different types of money in one place.
That could reduce friction, improve speed, and make digital finance more accessible to people without deep technical expertise.
For businesses, the implications could be broader.
Companies increasingly need to manage global payments, payroll, treasury operations, and digital asset exposure.
A bank that supports both conventional banking and crypto-related services may help businesses streamline operations, reduce transfer delays, and improve settlement efficiency.
That's especially relevant for companies operating across borders, where traditional banking can be slow and expensive.
However, the benefits depend heavily on execution.
If these institutions deliver secure, transparent, and reliable products, they may build significant trust.
If they fall short, the result could be confusion, regulatory scrutiny, and a setback for the broader idea of crypto-integrated banking.
The path from preliminary approval to a fully operating bank will require detailed risk management plans, especially around digital assets.
Regulators will want to see clear answers on custody, reserve management, customer protections, transaction monitoring, and how the banks will respond to market stress or operational failures.
There are also broader policy questions.
As stablecoins become more important, regulators are paying close attention to reserve transparency, redemption rights, and the potential for banks to use customer funds in ways that may create risk.
Any crypto-focused bank will need to be careful in how it structures products, communicates risk, and explains the difference between traditional deposits and digital asset holdings.
Cybersecurity will be a major focus.
Banks that hold digital assets are attractive targets for attackers, and a major breach could damage consumer trust and invite intense regulatory pressure.
Strong security standards, clear incident response plans, and reliable operational controls will be essential.
The approval also sends a competitive signal.
It shows that regulators are not shutting the door on crypto-integrated banking, but are instead allowing well-capitalized, well-governed institutions to explore the space within a formal framework.
That could encourage other fintechs, digital asset companies, and traditional banks to accelerate their own crypto and stablecoin plans.
At the same time, success will depend on how these banks prove themselves in practice.
The industry has seen rapid innovation, but also failures, scandals, and regulatory friction.
The companies that succeed will likely be the ones that combine technological capability with strong compliance, clear product design, and a focus on long-term trust.
In short, the preliminary approval for Revolut and Open Reserve is more than a regulatory milestone.
It is a sign that the U.S. financial system is moving toward a future where traditional banking and digital assets are increasingly connected parts of the same financial infrastructure.
The next step will be to see how these plans translate into real products, real customer protections, and a banking experience that is both innovative and dependable.